You know, repent. Just be comforted. If you're in that miry pit, be comforted, because my God will be there with you. He might not lift you straight out of it, but he'll walk through it with you. Him who gives you strength will carry you through. Sometimes you look back, you know, and you think, well, that was a bad time. That was awful. But sometimes you wouldn't change that either, because at that time, that point, and sometimes you've got to get that low. We don't need to. But sometimes, because we've drifted, we have to get that low before we turn to God. He's not a last resort, he's a first resort. He's the Alpha and Omega, as Andrew spoke earlier on. That bad time's a time when God will meet you and carry you and minister to you. And in intimacy, it's just a place where miracles can happen. And that miracle might just be the peace that you need. Paul said, I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. I'm going to finish now. I could have gone on for ages, to be honest with you. But Jane's going to play a video now. We can sort of break for coffee. It's just a song about, you know, God meeting you in the depths. And you don't have to watch it. You can go out and have a coffee. But I want to say this to you, that myself and Madge, and I'm sure Pastor Andrew, are available if you want prayer. You don't have to say repent to us, but you might just want prayer this morning. If you want to come forward, we're here. If not, do it in private at home, but do it. Yes. Do it. And miracles can happen. Amen. Amen.